Mark the tape, please.
All right. This is the 9th of May, 1992. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. In living amplified sound. You're going to have to watch my scribe. She'll drop it if we begin to make too much sideline racket, because she has a tendency to do this with it. Bear with us. We're making an effort so that I don't have to use her vocal cords to the point where we reached yesterday on a radio interview, gets very gravel voiced. And I don't want anybody to recognize her as Henry Kissinger. So we're going to try this. This is pretty much a little bit of scotch tape and baling wire arrangement. We are working on getting a little bit better sophisticated system that we can depend on. But it seems to me this would be a great help. Is your turn, Oberly?
Roger, Commander. Over to you.
Well, the war's over. Did you get your instructions loud and clear?
Yes, are you ready to take questions already?
Yes, or sing or dance or whatever. Are we on the air? Are we being properly recorded?
Yes, indeed. Double recorded.
Well, that should do it.
Just in case.
As a matter of fact, yesterday we had an interview. It was remarkable. I would hope that all of you who have questions on the photon belt and wonder how in the world these radio interviews could ever go well, when you have intelligence and one's not efforting to be smart alecks, the amount of information that you can share is incredible. Our interview was with one I shall call David, and let's leave it at that for the moment. Well, I guess since he goes out nationally, we can tell his last name. It's Horton. He has a radio interview show out of Nevada. It gave me great opportunity to discuss some of the things and rights and privileges that you can gain from doing business in Nevada. Plus, you have someone who is very, very knowledgeable, is working very, very diligently personally and in coalition with anyone who will come and work with him through the legislature. Nevada is trying to do something about sovereignty. As you listen to that tape, I don't want anyone to be offended by what I say, because I have said, made a statement that went out to this nation, that Bull Gritz is groomed to serve the remnant, to pull together the remnant left after the election fiasco. Nevada is the only state left in the Union of the United States that can pull it off. All the other states have become so corrupted politically, and they have enjoyed the use of Nevada corporations to the point that Nevada can function within their system, if any can at all. Now, they are aware that there will be 10 districts. You see, this has already come into being. You ones can pretend as long as you wish, but it's happened. I felt it necessary to have a meeting on this weekend. Well, for one thing, I was asked to. But otherwise, it seems that things are coming down and happening so rapidly now that you ones need to pay attention. And I watch you overlooking the forest because those trees keep getting in your way. And while we're speaking of trees, I would like to point out that I am not too bad a driver remotely, am I, Rick? However, I would suggest that all of you take a good lesson from what has happened this morning and apply your emergency brakes and etc. to your vehicles when you leave them. It did give us a good opportunity to make contact, and I mean literally, with one of the neighbors downhill, I might add, on the street where these ones live. And what was the question? Do you have a cult there? Well, don't you have some kind of a church group and cult there? And like I have warned you, the next breath was, well, why all that traffic and all those cars? So now you know who has been aiding and abetting the reporting of all of the traffic at your dwelling. Pay attention to these things. It is not a business zone. Let's keep it absolutely to a minimum. It gave good opportunity to say, no, there is no cult. There's not even anything very exciting going on there. Well, don't you need, do you have a diesel tank? Yes, I do. How big? 4,000 gallons. Oh my, that's a lot. What in the world for? To run my generator. Why? Are you a survivalist? And EJ said, yes, I am. And if you would read the information coming out these days, I think everybody better get busy and also become survivalists. Well, how long will that tank run your generator? Well, a couple of years if we're careful. Well, what in the world would you need that for? Because my wife writes. And it takes quite a lot of us running hither and yon to get out of paper and books. Oh my, and I thought that you had a cult going there. So you ones have to pay attention. You have to pay attention because what you project is what will be the guidelines for your neighbors and the business people around your village to judge you, rightfully or wrongfully. And let's keep these things in mind. And when I say off limits, understand it. There's a purpose for it. Neighbors complain. And when neighbors feel they are being left out and there is any hanky-panky going on, they're going to tattle. This is the year of the hotline and the anonymous phone calls. Ed has moved. That doesn't mean he's out of boxes. It just means Ed is here. And before he can get out of the boxes, we'll dump the paper on him and we'll just move right along. We'll make more tracks.
Can I say something?
Well, I suppose if you get one of these loudspeakers. If you don't, I guess you're out.
Yes, I know. We're all electrified now. Yes, I do want to say that I'm now down here as of yesterday, and I have two little stories to relate that I think would only amuse this crowd. The first one occurred last week when, and of course the commander can verify this, the first one occurred last week while you were having a meeting and the commander was verifying for you that they were holding the fault line with their linchpins to keep it from sliding. Last Friday I was sitting eating lunch, looked out the window, and here was one lonely little cloud sitting to the left of a tree right over top of Loma Prieta, more or less, where the earthquake was in 89. I didn't pay a lot of attention to it, except it was there by itself. Saturday at lunchtime, there was a cloud in the identical same spot. And being a physicist, I'm sitting there calculating, now what are the odds of a cloud just landing right at that same spot again? And as I am looking at this cloud the second day, whatever made it catch my attention, it started changing form. And the second one joined it, and I had the essence of a cloud ballet going on for the next 15 minutes. So I called Rick, and I said, "Gee, guess what's going on outside my window?" And I left a message on his machine, not knowing that at that exact same time, the commander was telling you here at the meeting that they were watching over things up there. So he got confirmation on his phone machine when he got back from the meeting about that. And it was quite a beautiful rendition of clouds going in and out of visibility. They were there, then they would go to wispy nothing, then they'd come back and billow, and it was just an extraordinary little thing to help me not get too nervous because the ground is shaking constantly up there, and I think they must have a whole layer pulverized underneath. I think it's ready to slide on the skids at any moment as soon as forces decide it's allowed to go.
Yes, it is, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
And the second point I wanted to make was the movers are young kids, not young so much, but younger than I am. I'm getting older now. Everybody's a young kid. And these movers were very good people, and I had been harping on them about getting earthquake supplies and that ready up in the Bay Area. They have little kids and families. And yesterday, nothing made a bigger impact than when they arrived down at this end after riding down in a truck and conversing, "Well, is that Ed Young crazy, or is it should we listen?" And they pulled up in the moving truck, fully expecting to spend 5 hours unloading all my stuff yesterday. And first Al came, then Charles, and the whole wagon train of people came to help. And in 1 hour and 40 minutes, that moving truck was empty. And if you don't think those three movers were impressed and had a lot to think about on their way back up, after this is to compliment what Commander was just saying about making an impression. If you don't think that group of people helping made a favorable impression and made them wonder, if they're wondering whether what I said was crazy or not and getting verification from other people and then that kind of positive help, they thought very seriously on the drive back up to the Bay Area about what I said because of the positive impression that was made. So those are the two little stories I wanted to relate.
Well, thank you. A lot of things are happening. In fact, so many things are happening, and so many of them are happening to personal ones. Many things that you've been working on for a long, long time, things that you have concerned over, invested in, not just monetary investment, but a lot of prayer and a lot of work and a lot of risk and a lot of daring is beginning to take form. And the petition always to me is, "I'm going to go. Please stop me." Well, you have to remember that very frequently I'm not even allowed to stop you. So as you conclude any of your arrangements, always go with that instinctive feeling within, because when you're out there with pen in hand or money out of pocket or whatever you're doing, you don't have Dorma and you don't have the book and you don't have the writing and you don't have this loudspeaker. You're going to have to listen. And when great doubts come up that cannot be dissolved with reason, get the hell out. That's the only way I can put it. You have to listen, and you have to listen within to whatever communication system you are having. Now, along those same lines, I'm sorry that George and Desiree are not here. They needed to be away. You see, you're getting more and more receptive audiences. A lot of wondrous things going on. We're going to have our friends sharing in the Salt Palace in Salt Lake pretty soon. And along, is it tonight, Oberly, that there will be the radio program coming out of Salt Lake?
I believe it was last night.
Well, all right. You're making progress. And obviously, the thing uppermost in your mind is your own personal, what should I be doing? What am I not doing? and the impulse is to want to share it personally, let us come together and I'll ask Commander at the question and answer session. And I'm perfectly happy for you to ask. But I want you to be very, very cautious about what you ask. Because I'm going to get more and more difficult to deal with about responding. If it is a personal question about yourself or your family or your children or whatever, that is between you and God and you must listen. If it's about your petunias, I am happy as a gardener, but I really have no green thumb. So I'm not going to be able to give you good advice. Everything is very, very personal. And you must remember that I am personally involved in a mission. And you ones are very giving, very open. You want to share everything. Let's Xerox it, copy it off, do whatever, and disperse it. I've told you from the beginning, you're not in that kind of a position. The word will go out. And what you do with the word is to scatter it as far and wide as you can. Hopefully without too much of your opinion usurping mine. But where the rest of the remnant projects, etc., are concerned, these will not be discussed. And I would hope that you would treat this exactly like what it is, a group that joins together for business purpose or for sharing, for question and answers, just as we are, so that we can brainstorm a little bit, but also that you have the enemy among you. Because as long as you accept the fact that you have the enemy among you, you're going to act accordingly. And whether there are or not enemies among you, as long as you act with discretion, which you should do all the time anyway, you're not going to get in trouble. Because we do nothing here to get you in trouble. See, we didn't even have that cult. And a lot of you would like to have had a church and a commune type of relationship so that we could all work together and live happily ever after. Those don't work. Ask Jay-Z Knight. And because now I have brought up the name, I am barraged with questions about what has happened with Ramtha. I'm only going to lay it out here. I have written this morning because I am asked so many questions. Why has Jay-Z given up her meetings and her seminars, and why have they fallen into such disarray? Well, it's not secret. Several years ago, her lover, husband, we're not going to delve into that relationship too much, but he was working with her and one of the prime movers and shakers of the Ramtha organization. He came forth when they had a big falling out and said that she was phony. And it made the news. And there was a lot of talk about it. Later on, Shirley MacLaine pulled away from the organization after she had trained Jay-Z how to be a performer, how to comb her hair, and, you know, a few other cute things. And then your own Linda Evans went up, and now you'll be hearing that Linda is back making pictures, etc. What happened? Well, this has continued on to the point that now the young man, Jeff, is down very sick with AIDS. And while he was still running her business, she allowed not only him, but his lovers in her home. He said at the time that he first came public with the phoniness of the Jay-Z Knight organization that he might have to sue, that she phonied it up, etc., and that Ramtha had left her. I make no comment about it. I feel sorry for them. I have great, great compassion for all ones involved. And yet, where would I lay the responsibility? Right at the doorstep of whoever is the one called Ramtha. This being, whoever he is, whatever he is immaterial. One's working with Dorma, EJ, all the ones in the beginning of this did nothing but work hard. And you were put through your paces. If you didn't ask for my identification, I got angry with you. All of these groups get set up, and it becomes a big organization, a big money-making affair, with a lot of ones depending on you for input and for your very living. And what is the speaker to do? Plus the ego gets in the way. You have become some kind of a guru. Look what happened to Penny Torres and Mafu. Penny now wears a Swami robe. How could God do this? Well, I think it's clear. God doesn't do this. Man does this. And man at the hands of the wrong trainers, if you will, do this. Does this mean that whatever has come out of that organization is false? I would be disappointed if you even verbalize such a question. Truth is truth, and it will stand into infinity. And you must come into the realization that only you can decide what is truth in perception and in good judgment. And this is a prime example. Because some of the best work that has come forth on your planet has been from Ramtha. What happens is a New Age movement takes place, or religious doctrines take place, and ones gather together wanting something, wishing it to be a way. And because we wish it to be a way, we will vote it in. And we will take that which people are speaking out against because we feel sorry for them, and we'll vote it in and make it right, and then it's wrong, you see, for anyone to go out and speak out against these people. We'll do several things at once, is what is actually happening. We will stomp on constitutional rights, we will break the laws of God in creation, and we will put the elite into power through our ignorance. I would not be worthy of your sitting in here if I allowed that to happen. And we've had to take quite a lot of abuse till we got to this point, because everybody else was having a whole heck of a lot more fun. Even our precious Wally gentleman wanted Hatton to capitulate. I mean, after all, he had been to Argentina and South America, all over Peru with Mafu, and Penny Torres just really put on a show. Well, Dorma's not in the show business. Even with a microphone, I don't think you're going to get song and dance. Maybe. It makes idiots of people, you know, performers. But it's serious time. And the moment that we succumb to this kind of, well, okay, I'm going to let you get away with this, kind of an attitude, is the beginning of the end. No, I will not let you get away with it. I will tell you right off. You know what is right and what is wrong, and the guidelines that can allow you to come into your oneness and make it through as a member of the remnant. What you do with it is strictly up to you. But because you think a thing to be right and it be wrong, guess what? It be you who's in trouble. Because you've got to get your ticket aboard craft or you're not going to get off. And God decides who comes aboard, ultimately. So you are absolutely free in every way to your own opinion, to your own action. But if you act without the laws of God and you go out and say it came from me, you have just doubled your jeopardy. Because I believe that you can see from the example that as the Jay-Z Knight organization folds, so folds all involved, including the energy involved and including the God as projected in truth. This is why I'm demanding. I am a pushover, yes. And I will carry you every inch of the way. But I will not sanction misbehavior when you know better, after you know better. And I have been called doom and gloom bringer. No, I bring truth. And if you have caused truth to represent doom and gloom, that's your problem, not mine. I know that a lot of you have really cut your teeth on the Rompha material. And for that, I'm extremely, extremely grateful. You have to come into awakening somewhere. And I honor any resource that allows you to do that. Especially when we have such a great and mammoth job to be done. And those things are coming along. But wherever we are recognized now, my friends, we are recognized with honor, integrity, and truth. Ones are beginning to read the material who poo-pooed it before. And there are actually ones, literally ones in the UFO community who are quoting us. I'm not sure that's a compliment, but... But so be it. You're up against it. I cannot, in good conscience, now that we have brought forth the photon belt program to you, not finish it. As to possibilities and probabilities, I would speak right now to ones who are planning to travel, that you just take a little bit of care. If you are somewhere else, especially in a hotel, etc., you're fine. Just take your goggles. And I would suggest that you take them in, if you're going to fly, take them in your carry aboard and take enough additional sets for anyone at your table. Well, that's a good idea. Either that or learn to fly yourself right fast. I'd prefer my people ascend while they descend, if you don't mind. It's the landing that gets you every time. I have to discuss this scenario with you. I think it's an outside probability that it will be tried. No, I know I misspoke. It's a surety it will be tried. It is an outside possibility that it would come off. You have every scientist frantically working at how to push back and drain off the early null portion of the photon belt. Now, you're not going to be able to do it, but you can certainly impact it enough with the proper kind of energy bombardment to back it off, and you can back it off for years. You are talking about a 2,000-year journey through a belt basically of electricity or energy. And you're talking about dinking with a few months or a few years on the edge of this belt. And it can easily be tinkered with to that extent. It's already been tinkered with to this extent. You are having the visible other planets coming into what you consider your solar system, but you see, these are not coming in. You are going there. You are coming into Alcyon's influence. You are coming more and more, this solar system of yours, into the influence of the orbiting systems around Alcyon. Nothing on your place is different. Everything is simply a spiraling, cyclic occurrence, thought projection, if you will. But things manifest. You are part of the larger manifestation and creation, and therefore you have to realize that you are going to go through all of the functions. So you are not seeing things coming into your space. You are moving into a more visibly oriented space of higher frequency. Now, with that in mind, you have a new world order trying to pull off everything that will give them control in an operating fashion by year 2000, with you enslaved and a depopulation of your planet. So what you're witnessing is your George Bush coming down for his victory speech in Los Angeles. But this isn't all bad. I want all of you to stop looking at everything as, oh my God, how horrible. I'm going to give you a good side of something. What have we witnessed in L.A.? We have witnessed ones coming in that they are calling illegal aliens from all sorts of originating places, having come across your border, and they are predominantly the ones who were doing the looting and the burning. Now, wouldn't that occur to you that that was planned, and what is the worst thing that's going to happen to them? They're going to deport them back across the border to Mexico and turn them loose, because after all, they don't know and they don't want to send them all back to their place of origin. Now, if you are foolish enough, I almost use the term dumb, but I suppose that in the heat of excitement, foolishness enters. So please don't be misguided into thinking that anything that happened in Los Angeles was an accident. It was an explosive situation set and detonated. You can shout and condemn Gates all you want to, but he simply followed his instructions. The police followed theirs, and you end up with this disaster. And, moreover, you came into control more easily and welcomed those federal troops with open arms, and the news still says they don't want the troops to go. Keep them. Well, we'll complain about what Bush may or may not be doing, but we really appreciate him finally doing something, is what you will hear. Well, he certainly did. He did it perfectly. So if we're going to honor someone, let's honor them for what they do. And he did a perfect job. And they were able to save the earthquake for another time. when you may need it. Just as these ones are able by hook or crook in the court system to save bankruptcy for another emergency. Because the court had to, under pressure and duress, give them 30 days. Well, if a bankruptcy takes 30 to 40 to 60 days to materialize, then we have just bought 80 days, haven't we? Or 70. Or 100. And we'll take one step at a time. Well, that's what they're doing over on the coast. One step at a time. They had to burn down enough to be able to make a big impact on the city. So now that looks really bad. What in the world will they do? There is your president mouthing, we're going to help, we're going to rebuild, but we've got to restructure, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. He gets all the HUD people down, the urban development groups, the developers, everybody's got to pitch in, everybody's got to contribute. Well, hallelujah, brothers, they're going to use our structures. And I honor Mr. Donahue for that. He knew the right people. And all those nice HUD leaders have been down visiting with Jack Donahue, and they love the domes. They have even figured a way with Mr. Kemp, who heads HUD, with them to get multitudes of housing up so that people can be individual. They can put these domes in spotted areas. The only real law you can't get around is the restriction. A house has to be 18 feet from its neighbor. Well, you can zigzag them until you can get 18 feet between anything. They have to change them from 30-foot structures to 26-foot structures, domes. It will be beautiful. It will be lovely, and one man has already committed to it. He has a lot of land right in the middle of that particular section, and with the government to back him, you're in business. And now you see, that was pretty painless for most of you. This has been sheer hell for these ones to put this together to this point. And I am assuming, because right now, while we meet, Mr. Donahue is just wrapping up the meeting of the final commitment one way or another. And, of course, the commitment is always to go into the drawings and so forth so that there is a blueprinted plan from which to work and to submit. Now, is this good or bad? Are people going to make money off these poor people? Of course. And at first, Oberle said, absolutely no way. We have planned 30-foot domes. People deserve it. We will not go to 26. Hatton said, oh, yes, we will. Just instantly. We're talking about two different things. We're talking about getting recognition and some support for what we're trying to do. And we're trying to get housing at a reasonable cost to the homeless. These homeless people are destined to be wiped out. You have to understand where you can make an impact and where you cannot. You must run your businesses within the system. And I've told you all along, if you can get support from the system, it's the best way to go. They will not be trying to shut you down. They will be helping you. And that's what you want. You want help. You must have help. You cannot fight them every breath of the way. Now, this says to a lot of you in the room, oh my God, what do we do now? We've waited for so long, and it's really going to happen? Yes, it's really going to happen. And I understand that it becomes frightening because, especially when the first business comes from the very establishment itself, you have to begin to really rebalance. You once have very mixed signals, very erroneous ideas about many things, God being one, and practices in reality within the laws of God and Constitution, and working within the laws that man has made. Well, you're going to have to follow the laws that man has made, or they're going to shoot you or incarcerate you, however you want to word it. I tell you, just as the master teacher told you, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And if he will help you to render unto God's people that which they must have, then you've struck a pretty good bargain, all within the laws of the land. And you need not ever deviate one moment from the laws of God. Church doctrines come down and pronounce their laws upon you. That does not mean they are the laws of God. You have 10 laws of God. And if you practice the golden rule, you only need one. I want you to ponder that carefully and realize that you will never make it through if we don't use reason. And that's why we've made it this far. They're no longer trying to shoot Dorma every time she walks out the door. They're not even trying anymore to shoot George. They're not trying to shut you up, really. Kissinger would like you shut up because you annoy him. But they feel so confident that everything is under control and they're moving right along, and I would say that it's pretty much under control. Kissinger has managed to get Perot in there, and there's no way that you can get anybody else now elected. You've got the three top people. Even if it goes to the House to make the final decision, they will only consider the three top runners. And so we have to give you a little information about Perot. His nose is not that clean. And they're going to find this out. He's done business with the Rockefeller clan for a long, long time. The man himself is an honorable man. He has some dreams that absolutely will not work, and therefore I won't even discuss what Ross Perot was versus what he is. Let's just know that he was put into this role by Henry Kissinger to make sure that Beau Greitz could not be elected. Now that's how far they will go.
Commander?
Yes.
May we have a break now to change our tapes? We have to change two.
My goodness, he has a loud, authoritative way of approaching this now.
Thank you.
Mark the tape, please. Good afternoon. In living amplified sound. You're going to have to watch my scribe. She'll drop it if we begin to make too much sideline racket, because she has a tendency to do this with it. Bear with us. We're making an effort so that I don't have to use her vocal cords to the point where we reached yesterday on a radio interview, gets very gravel voiced. And I don't want anybody to recognize her as Henry Kissinger. So we're going to try this. This is pretty much a little bit of scotch tape and baling wire arrangement. We are working on getting a little bit better sophisticated system that we can depend on. But it seems to me this would be a great help. is your turn, Oberly.
Roger, Commander. Over to you.
Well, the war's over. Did you get your instructions loud and clear?
Yes, are you ready to take questions already?
Yes, or sing or dance or whatever. Are we on the air? Are we being properly recorded?
Yes, indeed. Double recorded.
Well, that should do it.
Just in case.
As a matter of fact, yesterday we had an interview. It was remarkable. I would hope that all of you who have questions on the photon belt and wonder how in the world these radio interviews could ever go well, when you have intelligence and one's not efforting to be smart alecks, the amount of information that you can share is incredible. Our interview was with one I shall call David, and let's leave it at that for the moment. Well, I guess since he goes out nationally, we can tell his last name. It's Horton. He has a radio interview show out of Nevada. It gave me great opportunity to discuss some of the things and rights and privileges that you can gain from doing business in Nevada. Plus, you have someone who is very, very knowledgeable, is working very, very diligently personally and in coalition with anyone who will come and work with him through the legislature. Nevada is trying to do something about sovereignty. As you listen to that tape, I don't want anyone to be offended by what I say, because I have said, made a statement that went out to this nation, that Bold Grites is groomed to serve the remnant, to pull together the remnant left after the election fiasco. Nevada is the only state left in the Union of the United States that can pull it off. All the other states have become so corrupted politically, and they have enjoyed the use of Nevada corporations to the point that Nevada can function within their system, if any can at all. Now, they are aware that there will be 10 districts. You see, this has already come into being. You ones can pretend as long as you wish, but it's happened. I felt it necessary to have a meeting on this weekend. Well, for one thing, I was asked to. But otherwise, it seems that things are coming down and happening so rapidly now that you ones need to pay attention. And I watch you overlooking the forest because those trees keep getting in your way. And while we're speaking of trees, I would like to point out that I am not too bad a driver remotely, am I, Rick? However, I would suggest that all of you take a good lesson from what has happened this morning and apply your emergency brakes and etc. to your vehicles when you leave them. It did give us a good opportunity to make contact, and I mean literally, with one of the neighbors downhill, I might add, on the street where these ones live. And what was the question? Do you have a cult there? Well, don't you have some kind of a church group and cult there? And like I have warned you, the next breath was, well, why all that traffic and all those cars? So now you know who has been aiding and abetting the reporting of all of the traffic at your dwelling. Pay attention to these things. It is not a business zone. Let's keep it absolutely to a minimum. It gave good opportunity to say, no, there is no cult. There's not even anything very exciting going on there. Well, don't you need, do you have a diesel tank? Yes, I do. How big? 4,000 gallons. Oh my, that's a lot. What in the world for? To run my generator. Why? Are you a survivalist? And EJ said, yes, I am. And if you would read the information coming out these days, I think everybody better get busy and also become survivalists. Well, how long will that tank run your generator? Well, a couple of years if we're careful. Well, what in the world would you need that for? Because my wife writes, and it takes quite a lot of us running hither and yon to get out of paper and books. Oh my, and I thought that you had a cult going there. So you ones have to pay attention. You have to pay attention, because what you project is what will be the guidelines for your neighbors and the business people around your village to judge you, rightfully or wrongfully. And let's keep these things in mind. And when I say off limits, understand it. There's a purpose for it. Neighbors complain. And when neighbors feel they are being left out and there is any hanky-panky going on, they're going to tattle. This is the year of the hotline and the anonymous phone calls. Ed has moved. That doesn't mean he's out of boxes, it just means Ed is here. And before he can get out of the boxes, we'll dump the paper on him and we'll just move right along. We'll make more tracks.
Can I say something?
Well, I suppose, if you get one of these loudspeakers. If you don't, I guess you're out.
Yes, I know, we're all electrified now. Yes, I do want to say that I'm now down here as of yesterday, and I have two little stories to relate that I think would only amuse this crowd. The first one occurred last week when, and of course the commander can verify this, the first one occurred last week while you were having a meeting and the commander was verifying for you that they were holding the fault line with their linchpins to keep it from sliding. Last Friday I was sitting eating lunch, looked out the window, and here was one lonely little cloud sitting to the left of a tree right over top of Loma Prieta, more or less, where the earthquake was in 89. Now, I didn't pay a lot of attention to it, except it was there by itself. Saturday at lunchtime, there was a cloud in the identical same spot. And being a physicist, I'm sitting there calculating, now, what are the odds of a cloud just landing right at that same spot again? And as I'm looking at this cloud the second day, whatever made it catch my attention, it started changing form. And the second one joined it, and I had the essence of a cloud ballet going on for the next 15 minutes. So I called Rick, and I said, gee, guess what's going on outside my window? And I left a message on his machine, not knowing that at that exact same time, the commander was telling you here at the meeting that they were watching over things up there. So he got confirmation on his phone machine when he got back from the meeting about that. And it was quite a beautiful rendition of clouds going in and out of visibility. They were there, then they would go to wispy nothing, then they'd come back and billow, and it was just an extraordinary little thing to help me not get too nervous, because the ground is shaking constantly up there, and I think they must have a whole layer pulverized underneath. I think it's ready to slide on the skids at any moment, as soon as forces decide it's allowed to go.
Yes, it is, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
And the second point I wanted to make was the movers are young kids, not young so much, but younger than I am. I'm getting older now. Everybody's a young kid. And these movers were very good people, and I had been harping on them about getting earthquake supplies and that ready up in the Bay Area. They have little kids and families. And yesterday, nothing made a bigger impact than when they arrived down at this end after riding down in a truck and conversing, well, is that Ed Young crazy, or is it we should we listen? And they pulled up in the moving truck, fully expecting to spend 5 hours unloading all my stuff yesterday. And first Al came, then Charles, and the whole wagon train of people came to help. And in 1 hour and 40 minutes, that moving truck was empty. And if you don't think those three movers were impressed and had a lot to think about on their way back up, after this is to compliment what Commander was just saying about making an impression. If you don't think that group of people helping made a favorable impression and made them wonder, if they're wondering whether what I said was crazy or not, and getting verification from other people, and then that kind of positive help, they thought very seriously on the drive back up to the Bay Area about what I said because of the positive impression that was made. So those are the two little stories I wanted to relate.
Well, thank you. A lot of things are happening. In fact, so many things are happening, and so many of them are happening to personal ones. Many things that you've been working on for a long, long time, things that you have concerned over, invested in, not just monetary investment, but a lot of prayer and a lot of work and a lot of risk and a lot of daring is beginning to take form. And the petition always to me is, I'm going to go. Please stop me. Well, you have to remember that very frequently I'm not even allowed to stop you. So as you conclude any of your arrangements, always go with that instinctive feeling within, because when you're out there with pen in hand or money out of pocket or whatever you're doing, you don't have Dorma and you don't have the book and you don't have the writing and you don't have this loudspeaker. You're going to have to listen. And when great doubts come up that cannot be dissolved with reason, get the hell out. That's the only way I can put it. You have to listen, and you have to listen within to whatever communication system you are having. Now, along those same lines, I'm sorry that George and Desiree are not here. They needed to be away. You see, you're getting more and more receptive audiences. A lot of wondrous things going on. We're going to have our friends sharing in the Salt Palace in Salt Lake pretty soon. And along, is it tonight, Oberly, that there will be the radio program coming out of Salt Lake?
I believe it was last night.
Well, all right. You're making progress. And obviously, the thing uppermost in your mind is your own personal, what should I be doing? What am I not doing? And the impulse is to want to share it personally. Let us come together, and I'll ask Commander at the question and answer session. And I'm perfectly happy for you to ask. But I want you to be very, very cautious about what you ask, because I'm going to get more and more difficult to deal with about responding. If it is a personal question about yourself or your family or your children or whatever, that is between you and God, and you must listen. If it's about your petunias, I am happy as a gardener, but I really have no green thumb. So I'm not going to be able to give you good advice. Everything is very, very personal. And you must remember that I am personally involved in a mission. And you ones are very giving, very open. You want to share everything. Let's Xerox it, copy it off, do whatever, and disperse it. I've told you from the beginning, you're not in that kind of a position. The word will go out. And what you do with the word is to scatter it as far and wide as you can. hopefully without too much of your opinion usurping mine. But where the rest of the remnant projects, etc., are concerned, these will not be discussed. And I would hope that you would treat this exactly like what it is, a group that joins together for business purpose or for sharing, for question and answers, just as we are, so that we can brainstorm a little bit, but also that you have the enemy among you. Because as long as you accept the fact that you have the enemy among you, you're going to act accordingly. And whether there are or not enemies among you, as long as you act with discretion, which you should do all the time anyway, you're not going to get in trouble. Because we do nothing here to get you in trouble. See, we didn't even have that cult. And a lot of you would like to have had a church and a commune type of relationship so that we could all work together and live happily ever after. Those don't work. Ask Jay-Z Knight. And because now I have brought up the name, I am barraged with questions about what has happened with Rompha. I'm only going to lay it out here. I have written this morning because I am asked so many questions. Why has Jay-Z given up her meetings and her seminars, and why have they fallen into such disarray? Well, it's not secret. Several years ago, her lover, husband, we're not going to delve into that relationship too much, but he was working with her and one of the prime movers and shakers of the Rompha organization. He came forth when they had a big falling out and said that she was phony. And it made the news. And there was a lot of talk about it. Later on, Shirley MacLaine pulled away from the organization after she had trained Jay-Z how to be a performer, how to comb her hair, and, you know, a few other cute things. And then your own Linda Evans went up, and now you'll be hearing that Linda is back making pictures, etc. What happened? Well, this has continued on to the point that now the young man, Jeff, is down very sick with AIDS. And while he was still running her business, she allowed not only him, but his lovers in her home. He said at the time that he first came public with the phoniness of the Jay-Z Knight organization, that he might have to sue, that she phonied it up, etc., and that Rompha had left her. I make no comment about it. I feel sorry for them. I have great, great compassion for all ones involved. And yet, where would I lay the responsibility? Right at the doorstep of whoever is the one called Rompha. This being, whoever he is, whatever he is immaterial. One's working with Dorma, EJ, all the ones in the beginning of this, did nothing but work hard. And you were put through your paces. If you didn't ask for my identification, I got angry with you. All of these groups get set up, and it becomes a big organization, a big money-making affair with a lot of ones depending on you for input and for your very living. And what is the speaker to do? plus the ego gets in the way. You have become some kind of a guru. Look what happened to Penny Torres and Mafu. Penny now wears a Swami robe. How could God do this? Well, I think it's clear. God doesn't do this. Man does this. And man, at the hands of the wrong trainers, if you will, do this. Does this mean that whatever has come out of that organization is false? I would be disappointed if you even verbalize such a question. Truth is truth, and it will stand into infinity. And you must come into the realization that only you can decide what is truth in perception and in good judgment. And this is a prime example, because some of the best work that has come forth on your planet has been from Ramtha. What happens is a New Age movement takes place, or religious doctrines take place, and ones gather together wanting something, wishing it to be a way. And because we wish it to be a way, we will vote it in. And we will take that which people are speaking out against because we feel sorry for them, and we'll vote it in and make it right. And then it's wrong, you see, for anyone to go out and speak out against these people. We'll do several things at once, is what is actually happening. We will stomp on constitutional rights. We will break the laws of God in creation. And we will put the elite into power through our ignorance. I would not be worthy of your sitting in here if I allowed that to happen. And we've had to take quite a lot of abuse till we got to this point, because everybody else was having a whole heck of a lot more fun. Even our precious Wally gentleman wanted Hatton to capitulate. I mean, after all, he had been to Argentina and South America all over, Peru, with Mafu. And Penny Torres just really put on a show. Well, Dharma's not in the show business. Even with a microphone, I don't think you're going to get song and dance. Maybe. It makes idiots of people, you know. Performers. But it's serious time. And the moment that we succumb to this kind of, well, okay, I'm going to let you get away with this kind of an attitude, is the beginning of the end. No, I will not let you get away with it. I will tell you right off. You know what is right and what is wrong, and the guidelines that can allow you to come into your oneness and make it through as a member of the remnant. What you do with it is strictly up to you. But because you think a thing to be right and it be wrong, guess what? It be you who's in trouble, because you've got to get your ticket aboard craft or you're not going to get off. And God decides who comes aboard, ultimately. So you are absolutely free in every way to your own opinion, to your own action. But if you act without the laws of God and you go out and say it came from me, you have just doubled your jeopardy. Because I believe that you can see from the example that as the Jay-Z Knight organization folds, so folds all involved. including the energy involved and including the God as projected in truth. This is why I'm demanding. I am a pushover, yes. And I will carry you every inch of the way. But I will not sanction misbehavior when you know better, after you know better. And I have been called doom and gloom bringer. No, I bring truth. And if you have caused truth to represent doom and gloom, that's your problem, not mine. I know that a lot of you have really cut your teeth on the Rompha material. And for that, I'm extremely, extremely grateful. You have to come into awakening somewhere. And I honor any resource that allows you to do that. Especially when we have such a great and mammoth job to be done. And those things are coming along. But wherever we are recognized now, my friends, we are recognized with honor, integrity, and truth. Ones are beginning to read the material who poo-pooed it before. And there are actually ones, literally ones in the UFO community who are quoting us. I'm not sure that's a compliment, but... But so be it. You're up against it. I cannot, in good conscience, now that we have brought forth the photon belt program to you, not finish it as to possibilities and probabilities. I would speak right now to ones who are planning to travel, that you just take a little bit of care. If you are somewhere else, especially in a hotel, etc., you're fine. Just take your goggles. And I would suggest that you take them in, if you're going to fly, take them in your carry aboard and take enough additional sets for anyone at your table. Well, that's a good idea. Either that or learn to fly yourself right fast. I'd prefer my people ascend while they descend, if you don't mind. It's the landing that gets you every time. I have to discuss this scenario with you. I think it's an outside probability that it will be tried. No, I know I misspoke. It's a surety it will be tried. It is an outside possibility that it would come off. You have every scientist frantically working at how to push back and drain off the early null portion of the photon belt. Now, you're not going to be able to do it, but you can certainly impact it enough with the proper kind of energy bombardment to back it off, and you can back it off for years. You are talking about a 2,000-year journey through a belt basically of electricity or energy. And you're talking about dinking with a few months or a few years on the edge of this belt. And it can easily be tinkered with to that extent. It's already been tinkered with to this extent. You are having the visible other planets coming into what you consider your solar system, but you see, these are not coming in. You are going there. You are coming into Alcyon's influence. You are coming more and more, this solar system of yours, into the influence of the orbiting systems around Alcyon. Nothing on your place is different. Everything is simply a spiraling, cyclic occurrence, thought projection, if you will. But things manifest, you are part of the larger manifestation and creation, and therefore you have to realize that you are going to go through all of the functions. So you are not seeing things coming into your space. You are moving into a more visibly oriented space of higher frequency. Now, with that in mind, you have a new world order trying to pull off everything that will give them control in an operating fashion by year 2000, with you enslaved and a depopulation of your planet. So what you're witnessing is your George Bush coming down for his victory speech in Los Angeles. But this isn't all bad. I want all of you to stop looking at everything as, oh my God, how horrible. I'm going to give you a good side of something. What have we witnessed in L.A.? We have witnessed ones coming in that they are calling illegal aliens from all sorts of originating places, having come across your border, and they are predominantly the ones who were doing the looting and the burning. Now, wouldn't that occur to you that that was planned, and what is the worst thing that's going to happen to them? They're going to deport them back across the border to Mexico and turn them loose, because after all, they don't know and they don't want to send them all back to their place of origin. Now, if you are foolish enough, I almost use the term dumb, but I suppose that in the heat of excitement, foolishness enters. So please don't be misguided into thinking that anything that happened in Los Angeles was an accident. It was an explosive situation set and detonated. You can shout and condemn Gates all you want to, but he simply followed his instructions. The police followed theirs, and you end up with this disaster. And, moreover, you came into control more easily and welcomed those federal troops with open arms, and the news still says they don't want the troops to go. Keep them. Well, we'll complain about what Bush may or may not be doing, but we really appreciate him finally doing something, is what you will hear. Well, he certainly did. He did it perfectly. So if we're going to honor someone, let's honor them for what they do. And he did a perfect job. And they were able to save the earthquake for another time when you may need it. Just as these ones are able, by hook or crook, in the court system to save bankruptcy for another emergency, because the court had to, under pressure and duress, give them 30 days. Well, if a bankruptcy takes 30 to 40 to 60 days to materialize, then we have just bought 80 days, haven't we? Or 70? Or 100? And we will take one step at a time. Well, that's what they're doing over on the coast, one step at a time. They had to burn down enough to be able to make a big impact on the city. So now that looks really bad. What in the world will they do? There is your president mouthing, we're going to help, we're going to rebuild, but we've got to restructure, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. He gets all the HUD people down, the urban development groups, the developers. Everybody's got to pitch in. Everybody's got to contribute. Well, hallelujah, brothers. They're going to use our structures. and I honor Mr. Donahue for that. He knew the right people. And all those nice HUD leaders have been down visiting with Jack Donahue, and they love the domes. They have even figured a way with Mr. Kemp, who heads HUD, with them to get multitudes of housing up so that people can be individual. They can put these domes in spotted areas. The only real law you can't get around is the restriction. A house has to be 18 feet from its neighbor. Well, you can zigzag them until you can get 18 feet between anything. They have to change them from 30-foot structures to 26-foot structures, domes. It will be beautiful. It will be lovely. And one man has already committed to it. He has a lot of land right in the middle of that particular section. And with the government to back him, you're in business. And now you see, that was pretty painless for most of you. This has been sheer hell for these ones to put this together to this point. And I am assuming, because right now, while we meet, Mr. Donahue is just wrapping up the meeting of the final commitment one way or another. And of course, the commitment is always to go into the drawings and so forth, so that there is a blueprinted plan from which to work and to submit. Now, is this good or bad? Are people going to make money off these poor people? Of course. And at first, Oberle said, absolutely no way. We have planned 30-foot domes. People deserve it. We will not go to 26. Hatton said, oh, yes, we will. Just instantly. We're talking about two different things. We're talking about getting recognition and some support for what we're trying to do. And we're trying to get housing at a reasonable cost to the homeless. These homeless people are destined to be wiped out. You have to understand where you can make an impact and where you cannot. You must run your businesses within the system. And I've told you all along, if you can get support from the system, it's the best way to go. They will not be trying to shut you down. They will be helping you. And that's what you want. You want help. You must have help. You cannot fight them every breath of the way. Now, this says to a lot of you in the room, oh my God, what do we do now? We've waited for so long, and it's really going to happen? Yes, it's really going to happen. And I understand that it becomes frightening, because especially when the first business comes from the very establishment itself, you have to begin to really rebalance. You once have very mixed signals, very erroneous ideas about many things, God being one, and practices in reality within the laws of God and Constitution, and working within the laws that man has made. Well, you're going to have to follow the laws that man has made, or they're going to shoot you or incarcerate you, however you want to word it. I tell you, just as the master teacher told you, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And if he will help you to render unto God's people that which they must have, then you've struck a pretty good bargain, all within the laws of the land. And you need not ever deviate one moment from the laws of God. Church doctrines come down and pronounce their laws upon you. That does not mean they are the laws of God. You have 10 laws of God. And if you practice the golden rule, you only need one. I want you to ponder that carefully and realize that you will never make it through if we don't use reason. And that's why we've made it this far. They're no longer trying to shoot Dorma every time she walks out the door. They're not even trying anymore to shoot George. They're not trying to shut you up, really. Kissinger would like you shut up because you annoy him. But they feel so confident that everything is under control and they're moving right along, and I would say that it's pretty much under control. Kissinger has managed to get Perot in there, and there's no way that you can get anybody else now elected. You've got the three top people. Even if it goes to the House to make the final decision, they will only consider the three top runners. And so we have to give you a little information about Perot. His nose is not that clean. And they're going to find this out. He's done business with the Rockefeller clan for a long, long time. The man himself is an honorable man. He has some dreams that absolutely will not work, and therefore I won't even discuss what Ross Perot was versus what he is. Let's just know that he was put into this role by Henry Kissinger to make sure that Beau Greitz could not be elected. Now that's how far they will go.
Commander?
Yes.
May we have a break now to change our tapes? We have to change two.
My goodness, he has a loud, authoritative way of approaching this now.
Thank you.